Okay, Yashika Godel. So we never say Yud Kei Vov Kei. Even if it says Yud Kei Vov Kei, we just say the Shem Adnos. Shem Hashem, Ha'al Pi Halacha. We know that there has to be a certain kavanah for the Shem Adnos and a different kavanah for the Shem Elokeinu and then Ko and Kael. Different kavanas, but lamaisa, we have to know that the Chayei Odom and that generation of the Vilna Gaon and the generations before. So well, we have to do our best. So for sure, to say just to say God, or to say in Yiddish or in any language the name of Hashem, just like that, that cannot be done. And the kavanas, we should for sure try our best, but Arizal wrote already in his time, which we're talking like hundreds of years ago on a different level, that our small mitzvahs can be bigger, maybe it's even a stronger lotion than the mitzvahs of the Tanoim. And because it's a very hard time, it's a very low generation, and the sviva is the surrounding is whatever it is. So every little thing that we do good is a tremendous, tremendous chashivas in Shemayim. And things that we don't do so good, they take the whole surrounding and the whole Yiridus Hadoros, they take everything in account. So for sure we have to do our best, but it's important to know the big picture. Yashukar. Yeah, so Rabbi Weinberg mentioned about saying just like that, saying O-G-O-D, something like that. So, okay, so we have to be careful in French and in Spanish, the way they say goodbye is with Hashem's name. So that is a problem. Because then they for sure they don't mean, but they say Hashem's name. Let's say in French, if you say goodbye or see you, so it's A-D-I-E-U. And in Spanish, it's A-D-I-O-S. And that is in English, that would be 2-G-O-D. So that is a problem, because that is a word that has Hashem's name in a different language, but it bechlal doesn't mean that even, and it is a regular word used in the language. So people that speak French or Spanish, they for sure have to be aware of that. Yashukar, bye-bye.